Welcome to Teaching in 10, a podcast from the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning at the University of Northern Iowa. Teaching in 10 provides a space for higher education faculty to share teaching strategies and stories about how we engage students and support student success and well-being in 10-minute episodes. I'm Dr. Sarah Montgomery, and today I'm delighted to welcome Dr. Lee Zeitz to the podcast. His students named him Dr. Z. Dr. Z is Associate Professor in the Learning Technologies Division in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction in the College of Education at the University of Northern Iowa. He teaches courses in Educational Technology and Design and Classroom Assessment. He's also taught master's courses in Using Digital and Social Media in Education and Creating Change Through Digital Leadership. Dr. Z has taught at UNI almost 30 years, and in addition to teaching at UNI, he has had the privilege to teach students in all the grades from 1st to 12th in private, public, and prison schools. He also taught a year in Malaysia. At this point, he's written 7 books, 75 articles on using technology in education, and given 200 presentations on 3 continents. Check out his blog called Dr. Z Reflects, which can be found at www.drzreflects.com. And last but most importantly, Lee sees his greatest accomplishments as being married to his wonderful wife, Kathy, for 40 years, raising 3 boys to become successful individuals, and being a grandfather to his wonderful grandsons, Tyler and James. Thank you so much, Lee, for being on the podcast. It's a joy to be with you today and to learn from your wealth of experience. And I've got to ask, Lee, how do you engage students and support their success in your teaching?
Let me begin, though, Sarah, by thanking you for the privilege of being on this show.
Aww.
I think you're really connecting with teachers, and the idea that you're able to share these gems of knowledge in just 10 minutes, it can make a big difference in life.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate that. I appreciate you being here.
Good. You asked me about how I support their success.
Yep.
I have decided that my theme is to support student success, the 3 S's.
Okay.
And the idea is, I tell the students, you know, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't have a job. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that I give them all the answers or anything like that, but it's the idea of building the scaffolding so that I can support them so they can have success and then they can move on.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that I want to engage them in learning, and the first step, I think, is creating a welcoming environment where they feel safe and where they feel important. And one of the things I've done is I've always tried to connect with my students. But the COVID, when it shut down the schools, it really made a difference, made an impact on me.
Yeah.
You know, I've been teaching online for 20 years, and I'm in instructional technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means is I've been doing all this for a long time. And what we can say about the COVID, one positive thing is people caught on that, you know, online learning and Zooming and things like that are useful.
Yes.
And so what I did is that within a week, we had our ed tech and design class completely online. Now, it was already a blended class where the lecture was video recorded, and they'd watch that outside of class. And then what we did is we met with them in Zoom in a synchronous manner.
Yep.
Now, one of the things that impressed me was how important the connections were, the idea of checking in and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I continued to check in, and, you know, I did that to finish off that semester. And then in the next semester, in the fall, where things were just as bad, actually, because there's a lot of stress going down.
Yeah.
And so what happened is I continued with that check-in, and then I decided to start using what we call icebreakers or opening question activities.
All right.
And what I did is I 5 minutes to the beginning of class, I would go to each and every student and ask them a specific question like, if you could have a superpower, what would it be? Now, what this does is it opens them up. Number one, it's a professor actually talking to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they're able to share something that's, you know, not too personal, but it's something they can share and tell other people.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, they also get to learn more about their colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did this and continued to work with that. And it seemed like they liked it a lot.
Okay.
So then in the spring, I decided to make this formal. And so I made it so that every single class, I began by asking these questions.
Awesome.
And if you go to drzreflects.com, you'll see that I have a list of the questions
that
I use.
That's what I was going to ask. Where could we find your questions? So they're on your blog.
There's a list on my blog as well as some resources that you could go to as well.
Awesome.
Anyway, so what I did is I asked them every single day, and that was twice a week. because we met on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yep.
And they watched the video on Friday. And so what we would do is at the end, I gave a survey. And I asked them questions about, did you appreciate it? What are some of the things that made you feel? And interestingly enough, 87% of them said that it made them feel closer to me and closer to their classmates.
Oh, my goodness.
60% of them said it made the class more important, and it made it more important for them to do well in the class.
Oh, my goodness.
And the interesting thing was that 40% of them said that it's one of the reasons they kept their cameras on.
Okay.
And when you talk about that, you're talking about the connection that's being made between the teacher and the students.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a really important piece, because what it does is it shows that you've got this connection. Now, an interesting point is that I taught all last year online. I was in my basement the whole time, which is okay. It's a nice basement.
Good.
Anyway, so when I came back and I was teaching face-to-face, I was trying to figure out a way in which I could do this so that I'd still be able to make that connection. And so what I did is at the beginning of each of my classes, I'd have a question that was up there. And they would be questions like the superpower question or what's your favorite game, you know, board game, whatever.
Aww.
And then what I would do is at 10 minutes to the hour, I would ask them to start discussing it. Mm-hmm. At 5 minutes to the hour, I walked around to each of the tables and discussed it with each of the groups.
Okay.
And so what this did is it built connections between the groups, built a connection between them and me. I just gave them a survey last week, and I haven't had the chance to look at it. I'm not going to be looking at it until January, because that's what I promised them, that I'd have all the grades and things like that before that was done. But I'm hoping to see that we see a similar point.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it will show is it doesn't have to do with the educational venue being online or face-to-face. It has to do with making that connection. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to online learning, there's something that is called communities of inquiry. I don't know if you have you heard of it?
I'm not familiar with it.
Well, I got to tell you, it's an important thing, not just for online, but for all learning.
Okay.
When we talk about the communities of inquiry, there's three parts to it. There's teaching. There's this a teaching presence, there's a social presence, and then there's a content presence.
All right.
And the whole idea is that with the teaching presence, the students have to feel that you're there, that you're connected with them, that you're supporting them. I must admit that, you know, asynchronous classes I do not like.
It's hard.
Well, it's hard, and you know, teaching it isn't as hard as just trying to remember that you're doing it, because you're not meeting with them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that they feel that you're actually working with them. You know, that when they put up discussions and things like that, that you're responding to those.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the teaching aspect. When we talk about the content aspect is one where they're looking at, and the work that they're doing is actually building upon itself to a point where they feel like they're learning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a very important part, though, is the social presence. And the social presence has to do with the connection between the student and the teacher and the students and the students.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really important. And so what I've been doing is trying to implement that. An interesting part is back during the COVID shutdown, my colleagues, Dr. Sarah Bryans-Bongi and Magda Galloway and I, did some research. We developed a survey. And we were asking them about what are the infrastructure, what parts of the infrastructure supported them and what they did.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, the connection between the teachers and the students and the students and the students was right at the top.
Hmm.
It was one of the most important pieces, because that's the way in which they were connected. If you think about it, they're in their dorm rooms, and then they're actually told in 3 days, you need to be home, you need to leave.
Hmm.
And so they go home. In some cases, people had moved into their rooms. You know, they didn't necessarily have the connections they needed.
Yeah.
And in many cases, the connections that they wanted, I mean, we tried to connect with them, but in many cases, what they did is they connected with other people in their groups.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons, I know you use groups in an incredible way. But one of the things that we do is we try to make sure that there are groups. It doesn't mean that everything has to be a group project, but if you can begin a semester where they're working together and they're doing things, then even when you're doing individual projects, they have a support team.
Yeah.
And I know, like in our ed tech and design class, that many of the students are just excited because they just develop new BFFs. You know, and these are their best buddies.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we can help with that.
And when they know one another in these small groups, I think it's really refreshing, and it sustains them. And yeah, not only with the content piece, but that social emotional part too, Lee. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
And I think that you hit it right on the button. The social-emotional learning is mm-hmm. something that really hasn't been addressed much at the university level.
No.
You take a look at the research, and there's not much. And so I think this is addressing the SEL aspect.
Absolutely.
And what it does is it makes a difference.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to continue with this. Actually, what I'm going to be doing is, as I said, I did a survey. And interestingly enough, I did a survey, and it was all the people on a face-to-face basis.
Okay.
So we'll be able to compare that when it was online.
Oh, wow.
And then next semester, I've got two face-to-face and one online class.
Okay.
We'll be doing the same. And actually, I'll be expanding it, hoping to get as many as 10 teachers who are going to follow the same format.
Mm.
And so if there's teachers out there that are interested in joining me, please give me a call.
Absolutely. With the check-in piece being the key
exactly.
part of the study. Okay.
And we would... I haven't decided if everybody has to use the exact same questions all the time.
Yeah.
But I think probably at least 80% of them have to be mm-hmm. similar, so we'll have a similar feeling about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that probably about 80% of the questions we're going to need to be similar. But it'll be exciting to do that and see what happens when we take it out of my domain.
And I think in our field in teacher education, but even beyond teacher education, what you're doing is modeling how important it is to take time to connect with one another as human beings, as caring souls on the planet before you dig into the topic at hand for the day. And what you're modeling, they will carry forward into their K-12 classrooms. But even, I mean, for folks that might not continue in teaching, you know, in business and other fields, just that importance of checking in and building that relationship can be so powerful. That can be a game changer.
Mm-hmm. One other thing.
Yeah,
is,
go right ahead.
I just wanted to point out that those of you who may be interested in doing this, you're thinking, oh my God, I can't take I've got 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And it takes 5 minutes just to settle down.
Yep.
Well, the interesting thing is that what I've decided, I've had students tell me that my online classes are much different than the other ones, because in the regular online class, or the typical online class, what happens is that they all show up and everybody's completely quiet until the hour hits.
Hmm.
And then the teacher lets out a sigh and goes, okay, let's get started. Well, one of the things that I've done, I know I don't want to start teaching after or before the class begins,
mm-hmm.
because that's not fair to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'll do is I will set it up so that I will pick a time, maybe 8 minutes if it's online, maybe 8 minutes, where those 8 minutes would be the time when I am asking questions. So they don't have to be there. You know, hopefully they'll be there by the hour.
Yeah.
But the idea is that I'm not eating up that time.
Okay.
I'm not eating up classroom time. Now, in my my face-to-face classes, I had the opportunity, because I was in the class and could get in there early. You know, transferring from one teacher to another can be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's all a matter of planning and identifying how important it is and seeing what you can make happen.
It's motivational for students to get there and to want to connect, and also just, you know, to be excited about class. That's a big deal. And I think you're right. Even when we think about, oh, I don't have 5 minutes, it's like, what investment are you making by choosing to spend that time either before class or right at the beginning of class on building those connections? Especially with the feedback, the awesome feedback you've got from students. So
mm-hmm.
thank you, Lee, for sharing your ideas with us. I really appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that if you want me to talk some more sometime, I'd be glad to.
You've got plenty to share with
you. Just tell me when to start
experience.
And tell me when to stop.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, listeners, thank you for listening. And please subscribe and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to tell your colleagues about this podcast. And until next time, thank you for joining us on Teaching in 10 from the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning at the University of Northern Iowa.